All right, so we're here with Doug Roussel, one of the candidates for mayor in Rapides des Wachim. Doug, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, not so bad. So, could you explain a little bit about who you are and what your background is?
Originally born in Renfrew, Ontario, moved to Deep River, raised in Deep River, Ontario. And, of course, Rapides des Wachim, or the Swisha, as we knew it, was a part of our community, basically. So the residents here and our residents in Deep River, of course, were basically friends. A lot of the people now, since I've moved back here, I have known since I was younger. So pretty well raised with a lot of these people. So.
And so how long have you been living actually in the community there?
We moved back here. We moved back to this area 9 years ago. But we moved to the Swisha about 4 years, three and a half, 4 years now.
Okay. And what do you like most? It's kind of a strange municipality there. So what do you like the most about it?
Actually, it's very nice and peaceful. The waterways are beautiful. It's a gorgeous little community. I mean, you know, it's the setting is just phenomenal. So, yeah, very, very quiet and, it's just a nice, relaxing little location.
And so do you have any history in politics or anything like that?
Actually, no. Now, being in the city of Ottawa, originally when I moved down to the city of Ottawa, I was working for Loblaws, and I was working on Isabella Street down there. And the biggest part of our shoppers in that area were, of course, local residents, but well enhanced in politics. So anything that happened in the city, they were quite well, you know, they talk about when they were going through the store. I then went on to the fire department in Ottawa, and of course, everything that happened with the city politics, of course, affected the fire department, the police department, et cetera, et cetera. So that's pretty well as close as I ever got to politics.
And so what prompted you to run in this election?
I just wanting to try to make a little changes in the area to make the community a little bit better. Our biggest problem here is trying to get everybody together, and of course we don't have the funds available as far as our cash intake from taxes and that to do a lot of the things that people would like to see. So we have to rely on the government in the Pontiac and the area to sort of enhance what we would like to do. But I'd like to see the people get together a little bit more and try to make the community a little bit stronger.
And what do you think of the outgoing council's record or their accomplishments over the past 5 years?
I have no problem with what they've accomplished or anything. We're very limited, like I said, with what we can do. We just do the best with what we have. So, in order to make it stronger, we have to do a lot more research because there are a lot of things available in the Pontiac as far as resources to build your area up. So we now lack, like we used to have a little restaurant in here. We used to have a little cafe. They're all gone. It's hard to gain the support for that because the community is not very big, so we rely on the outlying people like Deep River and Ralston and that to come into our location. So I'd like to see some little setup built back up to get the people in here. The tourism is busy in the summer because we have a lot of boaters, so I'll try to figure out a way to use that to our advantage. So that's basically what I would like to do, where I think a lot of the residents that were on council for years, they pretty well just sort of did what was going and didn't bother to try to expand on it. So now we're looking at a younger group trying to get on to council, not including me, of course. I'm not young, but the councillors themselves that are running are a little bit younger, and they have a young family. So now we have to try to change things to make it more for them.
Doug, you kind of beat me already to my next question here, which is, if you are elected over the next 4 years, what are some priorities or things you'd like to see? So do you have anything else to add on in that regard?
We rely here on a lot of Ontario for help because we're so far away from everything. Our fire department, for example, comes from Laurentian Hills across the highway. So we rely on mutual aid for that. I would like to see a hydrant put at the water that, being on the fire department, I realize how fast you can lose everything you've got. I don't think a lot of people fully understand how fast a fire can take everything away from you that you've worked so hard to get. I would like to see us try to enhance that a little bit so that, you know, that couple of minutes might save somebody's life, you know, or somebody's all their contents that they've worked so hard to get. The police force, they come from Campbell's Bay. It's almost a two-hour drive for a police force to come up here. So that part of it is hard. I don't think there's any way we can change that other than if we have a civil, like an officer in town, somebody that could be like a part-time, but that's something we'd have to address later down the line, I'm sure. Other than that, I think pretty well everything has been discussed as far as we have to raise funds to make everything better. That's all we can do.
Yeah, like you're saying, it's a very unique sort of situation you guys are in. And in this election in particular, one of the unique things is that you guys have four candidates for mayor, which is more than any other municipality in the MRC. So when you're knocking on doors there and you're talking with people, I guess, what's your pitch to them to vote for you and not one of the other candidates there?
I think basically when we had a meet and greet the other night, and everybody that's running for mayor, basically all their ideas are the same. There's really very little that somebody can come up with because of our area to make it any better, other than all I can say to them was, well, these people have been there before. I'm new. Give me a chance to prove that I can do something different for you. You know yourself, if you're in a position for a long time, you sort of grow dormant in that position. My theory is that if they can give somebody else a chance, they may look at something a little bit different and do a little more to gain something else. But I guess basically that's all. What I did when I started this, I did a draft, a letter up, and I mailed it to everybody. Because of the COVID, some people are a little more relaxed and some aren't. So I did up a letter saying what I, and basically it's in the paper too, I believe this week, what I'm shooting for, which is pretty well what I discussed with you. And that's all I did was that's what I pitched to everybody that I talked to. And I tried to stay away from the door-to-door because of COVID. But I did do a letter to every resident so that they knew what I was standing for.